So before we start hearing about some of your cases, maybe you can just sort of summarize where we are in terms of first-line therapy, because I'd say it's gotten pretty confusing.
Yeah. So, it's definitely an interesting discussion to have with patients right now. So, what to do for frontline treatment. And so, there is much more data right now in terms of long-term follow-up for indefinite ibrutinib treatment as opposed to anything else like venetoclax plus obinutuzumab. So, usually I'll talk to patients about ibrutinib as one of the standard frontline therapies, kind of the limitations being the need for indefinite therapy and some of the toxicities, which can be quite problematic, things like atrial fibrillation, hypertension, joint pains, things like that. Then we'll talk about that there's more data for sequence of ibrutinib than venetoclax rather than the other way around. But alternatively, we certainly can do venetoclax plus obinutuzumab, a well-tolerated, time-limited regimen, major side effects with that being neutropenia, sometimes some GI side effects, and then just a little bit more inconvenience in terms of the dose escalation initially, but then you have that obvious advantage to stopping therapy after a year. So a lot of times it comes down to the desire for indefinite treatment versus wanting to go with the longer-term data and not being as worried about taking a pill for long periods of time.
Did you say GI problems with venetoclax obinutuzumab?
Yeah, so with both ibrutinib and with venetoclax, there is some diarrhea, which in my experience with venetoclax, it's either no issues or pretty significant issues. Whereas with ibrutinib, most people will have some GI toxicity, but it doesn't tend to be therapy limiting.
Yeah, no, what got my attention was about the venetoclax is I actually don't even remember hearing about any kind of like side effects other than TLS and cytopenias. But GI, that's new to me.
Yeah, it's not that common, but I've had a few patients where we've had to stop venetoclax because of diarrhea, and sometimes it takes a long time to get better, too.
Interesting.